Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show. You're listening live. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. All right. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And please, guys, without hesitation, call in. Let's talk. All right? Today's weather right now is 71 degrees in the ATL, and we're looking at a high of 87 today. Kind of partly cloudy, and tomorrow the same, a high of 87. Bright sunshine tomorrow, and then a high on Saturday of 90 degrees and bright sunshine. So no rain in sight over the next several days. So, hey, take advantage of it because fall is here, and we are starting to go into the go into the cold and flu season, right? We're starting to go into the cold and flu season. Today's word of the day is quandum. Quandum. Not condom. It's quandum. Q-U-O-N-D-A-M. It's an adjective. Quandum. All right? And the definition is former. Former. Or sometime. Former, which is F-O-R-M-E-R, or sometime. Former or sometime. So quandum means former, or quandum also means sometime. So that's a pretty good word to add to your vocabulary, which is quandum. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I see there are several people joining the show right now, and welcome, 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 you guys. And I guess we'll go ahead and jump right into today's topic. Now, today's episode is entitled. Let me say this before I get started. And I don't know why I always do this, but I do. And I heard, and I don't know if you guys heard, but I heard that there was a young lady. When I say young lady, I'm talking about early 20s, maybe even in her teens. I'm not sure. She had a baby, and the baby was premature. And they think, well, I guess the baby was stillborn. And she was caught shoplifting in a store. And then she was shoplifting in a store, and she had a backpack on. And inside the backpack was the baby. The dead baby. I mean, I don't know. I think that sometimes people make these things up. But, you know, while we were eating, they pulled the story up on the phone and shared it with me. And I read just a little bit about it, but I was like, yeah, I don't want to read anymore, you know. I don't understand the mentality of some people. I don't know. I mean, if she has a mental disability or whatever, then, you know, I guess it's understandable. But if she doesn't have a mental disability, and that was just supposedly her way of maybe not sharing that with someone or trying to get somewhere and then try to, you know, bury the evidence or whatever, I don't know. But we have some very sick people in the United States. And I mean, I don't know. What can you do about that kind of stuff? What can you do about it? Did she show some kind of signs before now of being nuts? Because she's nuts, right? Who would walk around with a dead baby in their backpack? I mean, a newly born baby, dead baby in their backpack. I can't get it through my head. But anyway, I just wanted to share that. That's been weighing on my mind over the past several hours. And I said I was going to share that with my audience. All right. Today's episode is entitled "The Professor That Killed Two People, Then Killed Himself." And I'm also going to give you guys some news on 25 states that has legalized marijuana. All right. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to discuss the case of the college professor that killed his wife and then went to campus and killed his partner. Also, again, did you know that 25 states that have legalized marijuana, its suicide rate has gone down 25%? Now that's funny. All right, so here we go. Now, this professor that killed his wife, and the story says his wife, but the story also says his girlfriend that he was living with in a town in Mississippi. And he killed the girlfriend. Then he called 911 or called the police and told the police that he had shot his wife and they need to go and take care of her. But, you know, what's funny about it, the 911 calls, you know, he seemed to talk more about the dog that they had more than his girlfriend or his lover, so to speak. He was telling them to go and see about her and then please take care of the dog. It's a good dog, and the dog is very sweet, so take care of the dog. He's more concerned about the dog than he is her. Well, I guess, you know, now you shot her in the head, so who cares about her, right? He doesn't care about her anymore. He shot her in the head, so who cares, right? And so then, after killing her, he goes to campus where he teaches, and he goes and finds one of his colleagues in his classroom, in the colleague's classroom, and shoots and kill his colleague and then leave campus. Now, I was just saying that we have some sick people in the United States. We have some sick people in the United States. And there are more than we think. All right. Some of them are already in mental health institutions, but there are a lot of them walking around right next to you and me. and their mental basket cases. And some of them, you know, it only takes one little tip and, you know, they're over the edge and they'll do something to harm you, harm me, harm anybody. Okay? So this guy is a college professor. Now, I also found out this morning that he was taking a leave of absence from the college. They say for unknown reasons, but he was taking a leave of absence from college. Now, I'm not a detective, okay? But I can lend you my opinion about what happened. All right? I can lend you that. And here's my opinion about what happened. Now that he's killed his girlfriend or his wife, I don't know what it is, but they were living together, okay? Now that he's killed her, now he goes on campus to kill his friend and colleague on campus. But I believe if you look at these pictures, if you look at these pictures of them that they have online, I believe that these two guys were more than colleagues, if you know what I mean. I believe these two guys were you know, touching each other. They had a relationship going on as well. Now, the guy that he killed, he's a father of three. They didn't say that if he was married, still living with his wife, or what have you. They didn't even mention his wife. They just said he's a proud father of three. Okay? Now, because they said that and didn't mention him being married or having his wife, you know, nearby or whatever, or living with his wife and kids, that makes me think that there's a more than just, you know, a happy home going on. I believe these guys were seeing each other. Okay? And I don't know why he killed his girlfriend. I don't know why he did that. But there's something. There's a motive here. And the police are still trying to figure out the motive. But there's a motive here for killing these people for some reason. And then, you know, when this type of stuff happens, these people are so bold and bad. They shoot people in the head and kill them. And they go and shoot someone else in the head and kill them. And then they're such cowards that they won't face their penalties or face a jury. They want to go ahead and take their own lives. When they've caused so many people, so many other people, they've caused so many other people grief in their lives. Okay? They have really changed the lives of several people. Okay? And they're cowards. When someone goes and kill themselves like that, I say that they're cowards. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And those of you who have just joined the show, thank you for joining. And we're talking about the professor that killed two people, then killed himself. And once the police went on the manhunt to catch the professor, you know, he ditched the car and got another car, and he's, you know, he's trying to get away, of course. But they caught up with him. And once they caught up with him, he pulled off on the side of the road, jumped out of the car, ran into the woods. And the police chased him, but they stopped chasing him when they heard the pop, you know, when they heard the sound of the gun. And once they heard that, they started to use caution. down to see where he is. And once they found him, he had already pulled the trigger and taken his own life. Okay. Already killed two other people. Now he's taking his own life. So there's no telling how many people that he affected by killing himself, his girlfriend or his wife, whichever it is, and his partner on campus at it was Delta State University. All right. And so, you know, we hear about it all the time about how people get a hold of a gun and go out and commit these crimes. And then we start talking about, hey, guns are bad, and we need to figure out how to eradicate guns, all this type stuff. Well, guns are okay. Some people use guns just to go out and hunt. Okay, hunt. Yeah, I guess he was using the gun to hunt too, but just to go out and hunt an animal to kill, to come back and maybe feed some people with this animal. That you know, that's the way it was back in the day. That's the way it is now for a lot of people. Okay? And I have guns, but I keep my guns locked in a cabinet. Okay? But I do have a gun that's out within the house and, you know, ready for someone who might try to break into my house. Now, I do have a gun for that, and I will use it for that. Okay? But I'm not, I don't think that I get to a point where I use it on someone else just because. Just because I don't like them, just because something went wrong with us, what have you. Because I guess I'm like him. I don't want to go to jail. I mean, I've never been to jail. I don't want to go to jail. Don't even want to get close to jail. But, you know, guns aren't bad. Guns are bad when they get in the hands of bad people. Okay, guns are bad when they get into the hands of bad people. So, you know, you can't eradicate guns anyway. There are way too many guns on the street. There are way too many guns being made every day. There are way too many guns being sold every day. And there are way too many guns being sold to people who should not have them. Okay? People who should not have those guns. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys would like to comment on the topic. Now, I know today is usually Throwback Thursday, and I, you know, play a lot of throwback music, but I had to talk about this today. Wanted to talk about it yesterday, but yesterday was a real blur for me, guys. And I could not do a show. Too much going on. All right. Now, on this part of the show, I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you guys heard in the news that, and this is funny, 25 states who have adopted the, or who have legalized marijuana in their state, their suicide rate has gone down 25%. Now, it's funny, we were talking about the guy who killed himself just now, and then we're talking about the states who have whose suicide rate has gone down 25% since legalizing marijuana. Now, why you guys think that? What I'm thinking here is that now these guys in these states are so high on marijuana that, you know, hey, They don't know what's going on. Okay. Now, before I get into this, I have a caller from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 698. Let's see, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
Oh, Frank, this is Fred Washington.
Hey, Fred, what's going on, bud? Talk to me.
Oh, man, I was just, when I saw you talking about those 25 states with the marijuana, man, I mean, really, I don't smoke anymore, but the way I see things is that they put so much emphasis on trying to stop this from happening, but when you look at all of the bad things that happen to the legalized sale of beer, liquor, wine, and all that, and you look at the repercussions of it, and then you look at the effect that marijuana is having, I mean, it's really no comparison, man. You know, people get drunk, go out drunk, drive, beat their wives up, rape, whatever. But with the marijuana, as I have noticed and I have experienced, all it does is calm you down. I have even been around some guys who was mad at somebody, and they ready to go out and fight and shoot or whatever, and they sat back and smoked the one, and they decided to let it go. You understand?
So yeah.
The only person you really heard with marijuana would be yourself from the smoke, you know, but everything else, I don't see why they have such a hard time legalizing.
Yeah. So Fred, let's see. I was trying to think of a question I wanted to ask you. So what was the effect? Did it have that same effect on you back in the day when you smoked it?
Oh, yeah, man. When I smoked, I was at peace. All I wanted to do was relax, eat, and make love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, you know, I mean, I understand that they also say that, you know, it may take away some of your drive as far as getting out, being a go-getter and all that. But that's for people who smoke a lot of it and abuse it, smoking it all day. But if someone wants to relax, it's like you come home and you drink your beer and it relaxes you or whatever. Some people like to come home and smoke them more.
Yeah.
But I always have enjoyed it when I was doing it.
Well, you know, what I was saying about the news about these 25 states whose suicide rate has gone down 25%, you know, they were saying, well, it's funny, but so Fred, are you done? You wanted to comment on some more stuff?
That was pretty much it. I just want to throw in a little something about, you know, my opinion and experience, you know, with marijuana.
Okay.
But I think it's legalized. And you know, just like you say, the suicide rate has gone down. And also now, I have had a back operation, and I have blew out both of my Achilles tendons. So, you know, especially when it get cold.
Yeah.
The problems. And when I was smoking marijuana back in the day, it would relieve a lot of the pain. And people just don't believe that, you know, marijuana actually can do some medical benefits for you. And I know personally that it does. So that's why I pretty much agree that it should be legalized, because it can help a lot of people in a lot of situations.
Right. That's for sure.
It don't make it to spend billions of dollars putting people in jail for something that is really harmless.
Right. I mean, it grows out of the earth, and you know, so does collard greens and watermelon and all that other stuff grow out of the earth, and that's good for you.
Oh yeah.
So I'm with you, brother.
So you think we're ever going to get it legalized here in Georgia? I think Georgia would be one of the last states to legalize.
It, It probably will, but you know, these politicians and people like that who have the power to legalize it, you know, they're looking at money. So once they, you know, once they understand how much money can be made from the sale of it, or from taxing the sale of it, then they're gonna think twice about legalizing it. They're gonna say, okay, Colorado, you know, they're, you know, the state of Colorado is reporting, you know, another $1 billion in tax revenue from the sale of marijuana, from just the sale of marijuana. So, man, if we can get another $1 billion into our budget, we can raise my paycheck, we can raise this, we can put money here, and we can put money there. Let's go ahead and do it, boys, because we're gonna put some of that money in our pockets. That's what happened, and that's the way that it's gonna get legalized in Georgia. You watch, you mark my word.
I'm with you all the way on that one, man.
All right, brother. Hey, Fred, I appreciate your call, man. Keep listening to the show.
Oh, I will.
All right. So, again, you know, but what, you know, what's funny about this, with the suicide rate going down at 25%, and I start thinking, I mean, I'm like, okay, now these folks are getting high on marijuana in these states where it's legal, right? They don't have anything to worry about. They don't have to worry about any repercussions as far as going to jail for it, anything like that, unless you got a lot of it. And so they're sitting around, they getting high. And then, you know, those, the ones who are thinking about killing themselves, now they so high that they go to the garage and they, you know, they go into the garage to get the rope to hang themselves, and they get to the garage after smoking like hell. Then they get to the garage and they done forgot why they came to the garage. Like, what the hell I'm doing in the garage? You know, why I'm in the garage? And then while they standing in the garage trying to figure out what they came in the garage for, what they came in the garage for, they thinking, then they forget about what they came in the garage for. Then they get the munchies. Then they like, okay, I need to go in the house and get me a bowl of cereal or something to eat. And then they go back in the house and they go in the kitchen and they get them some cereal out and they pour up the cereal and put a little milk in it. And then next thing you know, they see the rope laying there on the table. And they say, what the hell this rope doing here? Well, they done forgot that the rope was for them to hang themselves with. So they, you know, they done forgot all about the, they done forgot all about killing themselves. And that's why the suicide rate had gone down in those states. Now, that's not true, but that's what I was thinking. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. That's why the crime rate done went down in the suicide rate done went down in these states, because, hell, they forgetting that they supposed to kill themselves. They so high, they forgetting they supposed to kill themselves. So then, you know, some people probably have you ever, you know, and this was said on a show. It's this guy was talking about when he used to smoke marijuana. He said, I used to smoke marijuana. Have you ever been so high on marijuana that you looked in the mirror and you looked at yourself in the mirror and you said, man, I'm high as hell. And then you're thinking, man, you look high as hell. And you are. I mean, and you are. And those, you know, those are some of the side effects of smoking marijuana. And so, you know, it's funny to me. It's very funny to me And I think, just like my caller was saying, I think that soon it's going to be legal here in Georgia. And the only reason it's not legal right now is because they're trying to figure out how to make the money from the marijuana. These congressmen and senators or whatever trying to figure that out. Once they figure out, they can put some money in their pockets from the sale of marijuana, from taxing the sale of it. Then they're gonna legalize it and roll with the punches. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm just saying this to be to let you guys know that if your job has a drug policy, a marijuana policy at your job, and they legalize marijuana here in Georgia, that doesn't mean that you have the, you know, well, you have the right. I mean, you have the right that they go out and get you some and smoke it and get high or whatever. But if you go to work and have an accident, or they do random testing and you test positive for marijuana, they have that in your contract at work, you're going to get fired. You're going to get terminated for that. Even though it's legal, yeah, you're still going to get terminated for that. So don't think that they legalize it, then that's going to give me the right to smoke and go to work high and all this stuff. Nah, 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 nah. So don't do that, guys. You know, continue to keep your abstinence from marijuana, even though it's legal. Unless you're gonna, you know, get you another job where they don't, you know, they don't test or whatever. So, but believe me, if it is legalized, you're still gonna have the same drug policy at work that you have right now, still enforceable and everything, just because it's legal now, or legal, it gets legal, becomes a law. That doesn't mean that you can still, you know, partake and go to work and ride your forklift or drive your truck or do whatever at work and have an accident or something happens. Then, you know, when you get tested, you're going to lose your job. So remember that, guys. That's a tip from me right here on the show. Now, I have a few minutes left in the show, guys. Now, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday, right? So the lines will be open for callers like Fred and anyone else who wants to call into the show. And it's your show tomorrow. So you can call in and talk about whatever you want, whoever you want. I don't care. But tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. Now, one note before I go. I don't know if you guys listened to the Republican presidential debate last night. I didn't listen to it, but I can kind of hit on what happened. I mean, Trump is still, you know, stupid. He's still being stupid out there. And, you know, I heard that one of the candidates called him out and said, "Hey, Mr. Trump, you have filed bankruptcy, or your companies have filed bankruptcy four different times. Four different times. Now, why should America trust you with their money? What's gonna say that you won't put America in that same predicament? All right, what says that? And if he's filed four bankruptcies, think about this. If he's filed four bankruptcies stay on your record for at least 7 years. So if he's filed four, he should have had at least 28 years of being able to do nothing as far as credit wise. He shouldn't have been able to do nothing as far as credit wise. 28 years. You know, some years in between here and there, maybe he'd come out and be able to get some credit. But he should not have. You and I would not have. Well, for one thing, we probably wouldn't be able to file four different bankruptcies. Personally, we probably wouldn't. But if you file two, if you file three bankruptcies, then, you know, you're pretty much dead in the water financially for a long, long time. All right. And but he's a billionaire businessman, and somehow he gets to still play around with people's money even after filing four bankruptcies. Anyway, that's all I have for you guys today. Take care of yourselves. It's Thursday, right? So take care of yourselves, and we will see you tomorrow right here on the Frank Williams Show. Thank you, guys. Take care of yourselves. Be safe.
Da, 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 da. The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center. Clarity, peace, serenity. Take the baby steps till I'm full grown home, full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.